Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of April 2017, and this is the 570th Mole Out Loud podcast. The temperature has dropped several degrees today, and I'm sitting here in my coat and hat, but I'm surrounded by beautiful flowers that have been given to me for my birthday. So I'm feeling as if there's quite a lot of brightness in here, even though the day is very grey and not terribly inviting. There's a sharp wind out there too. I hadn't realised because earlier the sun came through my living room window and it really heats up the house. It was a bit of a shock when I went out this afternoon to do a little bit of work at the cafe, and I was really surprised. It almost smelt of snow. It was so cool. So I do like it like this, but it was just a bit of a surprise. I'm going to be very much bracing myself for it. In about half an hour, I'm going for a walk on Knocklofty, and I think I shall need a coat and umbrella or raincoat over my coat. Certainly gloves and hat before I do that. It's a bit of a treat day today because it is halfway between my birthday and the birthday of a really good friend. And each birthday we go to the same place for dinner. It's a French restaurant with wonderful trompe d'oeil on the walls, so that you really feel as if you're in a French kitchen. And we've been going there for years and years and years. We're a bit creatures of habit, she and I, both tourists, and usually we meet each other for lunch on Fridays, but this is a special in-between treat. So it's going to be going from a freezing Knocklofty walk to probably a pretty snug meal out. So it's something, two things to look forward to, both very, very different from each other. It's quite a busy week. I realised I'm actually going to be either committed to something at home or going out every day this week. And in fact, it started Friday last week. So I hope, I'm hoping it's I'm going to be able to do it. I feel as if I can be really engaged with it this week. I feel quite much more sociable than I usually do. And next week I can calm down a bit. But what was happening last night was a Hexenschuss group. This is my online writers group. And we have a monthly Skype call. There were only three of us there last night, a friend from Sydney and another from England, and we were able to talk about things in some depth. In fact, they both gave me a lot more time than they gave themselves, with some really good discussions about where I should go next. I would like to say that this morning I leapt straight into going down those avenues, but I didn't really. I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed with it at the moment. And I think it's not just overwhelm. I think I'm quite distracted by other things. Mostly good, but one or two a little complicated, including this jury duty that is coming up very, very soon. I'm on Monday. And just kind of thinking about what I need to get done. So I haven't got very much to... Sorry, I hope that wasn't too noisy. It suddenly turned off on me. And I can't remember what I was saying either. I do apologise for that. I've just been drawing lots of squares for the next bit of the novel. Beginnings, middles and ends. And trying to work out some of the emotional journeys that my... Well, I know what their journeys are, but just trying to work out what the sequence should be to make it work best. So I've been kind of writing on my pad rather than doing any typing. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you've been able to engage with whatever it is you find most important. I hope you're braving the weather, if the weather is to be braved, enjoying it, whether it's to be braved or not, enjoying it, if it's lovely, and enjoying it, if it's not, enjoying being inside, if you don't like what it looks like outside. And I thank you, as always, very, very much for listening to me today. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.